KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. A few snow flurries remaining here in the Atlantic area, and it's 13 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with any light snow or flurries ending this morning. 1/2 inch or less accumulation during the day expected. A high around 17 with winds north at 15 to 25. Roadways in the area are partially covered with snow, except for the far west along Interstate 29 and portions of I-680, and then to the east of Stewart heading toward Des Moines. But otherwise, the vast majority of the roads in Iowa are partially covered with snow. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Berends of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police Thursday afternoon arrested 31-year-old Aaron Gene Larson of Red Oak. Larson was taken into custody in the 2400 block of North 8th Street at around 3:15 p.m. for violation of a no-contact or protection order. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic was recently named one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the United States by the Charters Center for Rural Health. CCMH CEO Brett Altman said, "This is the second year in a row that we've received this recognition, and it is a tribute to the outstanding work of our employees do every day to create a superior experience for our patients." Altman added that we're very proud of this accomplishment, which achieves one of our overarching goals for 2018. Cass County Memorial Hospital scored in the top 100 of critical access hospitals on the iVantage Health Analytics Hospital Strength Index, which is the industry's most comprehensive and objective assessment of rural provider performance, and its results are the basis for many of rural healthcare's most prominent awards, advocacy efforts, and legislative initiatives. Well, after a couple of years of lowered property taxes in Atlantic, circumstances called for an increase in the fiscal year 2019. City Administrator John Lund spoke of a 47-cent per $1,000 taxable valuation, or a 2.87% increase over fiscal year 2018, when he presented the bound one-inch thick budget to the Atlantic City Council during their meeting Wednesday night. He said the city's tax rate fares well, though, when compared with the cities of similar size and conference in Iowa.
We're doing okay. We only moved up one slot. We used to be above the city of Webster City and beneath Esterville. Now we just moved up. We're still not in the top 10 in our conference for property taxes. And our rate is much lower than Denison and Shenandoah, and still lower than Clarinda Red Oak.
The city ranked 11th among those of comparable size. Creston is lower at $1,346 per $1,000. According to London, 2015, Atlantic's tax levy reached an all-time high of $18 per $1,000 taxable property valuation. The tax asking was lowered in each of the next 2 years, 2016 to 1679 and 2017 to 1639. In 2018, the levy dropped to $1,639 per $1,000, and the 2019 proposed levy is $16.86 per $1,000. The city's fiscal year 2019 budget proposes an increase of nearly $440,000, or 3.06%, over the fiscal year 2018 budget to $14,789,359.
My objective is to keep this there for FY 2020 and FY 2021. And unless taxable growth is really, really weak, or we see, even if we did see really high increases in health insurance, I think we would be okay. I think these are realistic figures moving forward.
An issue with the debt service also factored into the equation to raise the taxes. Also in the news this morning, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved a resolution authorizing bids for 2018 street and alley improvements. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm listed the projects that will be underway once the weather improves, and they include Chestnut Street from 18th to 22nd, 14th Street from Olive to Highway 71, Plum Street from 7th to 14th, a widening of Plum Street from 10th to 14th, an alley between 10th and 13th Streets and Birch and Cedar, and a turnaround south of Palm Street. The bid date was set for Tuesday, March the 6th, with the council taking action on accepting the bid or bids during their meeting on March the 7th. The council also agreed to close specific streets on Sunday, August the 5th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church 125th anniversary celebration. Teresa Hohenberger from Saints Peter and Paul explained the event is the conclusion to a two-year campaign that they've been running to renovate the church. They're also tying the event in with the City of Atlantic's 150th celebration.
We're going to have like bounce houses and beef producers grilling, and we have picnic tables and stuff. So we're hoping 300 to 500 people.
In other business, the council Wednesday agreed to subscribe to a computer program put out by a local firm that will enhance the experience of persons visiting the city website. The program, Journity, is a product of 5Q in Atlantic. Company owner Chad Williams said the program is designed to customize the experience individuals visiting the city's website have by identifying their location, in part. In our funeral announcements, Eudine Barnes, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Eudine Barnes will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roger Carter, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Roger Carter will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rebecca Powell, age 70, of Messina, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Powell will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Thomas Pattison, age 60, of Woodbine, died Saturday. Memorial services for Thomas Pattison will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Scott H. Robinson, age 77, of Manning, died January 31st in Sun City, Arizona. Funeral services for Scott Robinson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Betty Aiken, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Betty Aiken will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Fries, age 88, of Anita, died January 27th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Clifford Fries will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Harley Edwin Plain, age 93, of Erling, died February 1st at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A celebration of life open house for Harley Plain will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. in the chapel at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Stanley Pelzer, age 81, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Stanley Pelzer will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Inez Monkey, age 98, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Inez Monkey will be held Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And Nancy Major, age 76, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Iowa City. Private family services will be held for Nancy Major with a burial in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.